Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Technology Leaders.
Yes, indeed, it is that time, Thursday, the second day of July, 2015, and it's 2 p.m., and you are listening to Atlanta Technology Leaders, Georgia CIO Special Edition. It's my pleasure to introduce our guests here today. Lisa LaRoque, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks so much for hosting us.
Oh, my pleasure. And you're the executive director of Georgia CIO, is that right?
That is correct.
How long have you been in that position?
I have been in the position for a little over a year and a half.
And what do you like best about it?
I love working with CIOs and partnering with them on bringing together opportunities for them to share leadership concepts, to peer network, to really help them grow and achieve their professional goals and objectives and serve their companies to the fullest potential. So
very nice. Awesome. Well, we'll talk more about Georgia CIO and how you're serving the community and how to get involved and all that here in just a moment. But I'd also like to introduce John Trainer. He is CIO of Aaron's Inc. Good afternoon, John.
Welcome to the show. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here too. And so you're our returning guest to Business Radio X, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how'd you enjoy your experience last time?
It was good. Jay Farrow interviewed me, and that is just a beyond incredible experience. So hopefully we'll do as well this time as that.
Well, I'll shoot for the stars here and see where we land. But not only are you the CIO of Aaron's Inc., you're also the awards chair for Georgia CIO, right?
That's exactly right. And for those that don't know, the awards for CIO of the Year is just an exceptional program. It's probably one of the best things that goes on every year, not just in the technology community, but just in business community in general. And so it's an awesome honor to be a part of that.
Excellent. So let me tell you a little more about Mr. Trainer here. He's Chief Information Officer of Aaron's Inc., an Atlanta-based specialty retailer that leases furniture, electronics, and appliances. Since 1999, he has helped Aaron's grow from 450 stores to over 1,800 with over $2 billion in revenue. Prior to joining Aaron's, he worked in technology roles at the Southern Company and the United States Senate. He has a Bachelor's of Electrical Engineering degree from the Georgia Institute of Technology. And as the technology leader of Aaron's, John's primary focus is on the business engagement and alignment. He expects his organizations to place the most emphasis on individuals and interactions. He positions his organization to be able to be responsive to changing business needs and growth. So you've been over at Aaron's for a while now.
I have. Actually, we're at 2,100 stores, so I need to dust off that bio.
Yeah, let me make the note here.
Yeah, right.
2,100.
Get credit for those.
Yeah, that's right. And so you guys are opening up stores left and right then.
Yeah, I think the bio is more old than we're opening stores left and right.
But. Okay. Well, so that's good to know. And so you've been working for Aaron since 1999.
That's right. I've been CIO for almost 5 years now, but been with Aaron since 99.
Okay. And so your role over there on a day-to-day basis, what are you doing for folks?
That is, if you ask any CIO, it's a mixture of trying to move the organization forward while also fighting an incredible number of fires. So, I would say what I do the most is my job is to remove fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So if I can do anything, it's to help bring clarity around solutions that we want to provide and make sure that everybody understands what those are, provide the vision, make sure the organization's moving forward in the right direction, and then just trust a great team of people to get things done.
So it takes a team over there.
Oh, absolutely. From our workspace to the way we organize our work, everything for us is a team. There aren't exceptional individuals, because it's all about everybody doing their part of the job to do incredible things.
Okay, and so you've got to stay ahead of that technology curve, too, to kind of integrate that into everyday operations. And Aaron's, where do you go to find, what's new, the latest, the greatest technology out there?
Yeah, good question. And it's actually something I talk to my team a lot about, because one of our values is we want to make sure that people are always trying to improve themselves. And it's really a personal responsibility of every team member to get better when it comes to technology. And so even though I don't practice technology directly myself, I still listen to a ton of podcasts. I listen to things about security and about software development, and none of my folks would ever let me touch a line of code anymore, but I still want to know what's going on and a lot of things about infrastructure. So a lot of podcasts, a lot of books. I usually listen to them. Audiobooks are a great way to consume a whole bunch and try to stay current through just, you know, absorbing as much as I can and reading a lot.
And I bet cybersecurity is something that's evolving on a daily basis, but plays a huge role in providing that to your customers at Aaron's. Right?
Oh, absolutely. Security and maintaining good controls around data is probably one of the biggest things any CIO is concerned about right now, and it occupies a good bit of my focus. I love our security team. I would put our security team up against anybody in Atlanta, Georgia. They're just top to bottom phenomenal, and so I'm blessed in that way, but it's something that I want to make sure I'm giving them the right support.
That's good. And so you've been always trending there, always looking for the future, because we know that you can't relax on that security for your customers' benefits and probably also for the benefit of the people you align yourself with, some of the other corporations and business folks that you're doing business with, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, you know, there are foreign governments that have state-sponsored organizations attempting to get our data. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get attacked routinely like anybody else does, and we have a lot of defenses up there, but you have to be ever vigilant and work really hard to try to thwart that. And you know, you mentioned working with peers on that. I talk to peers all the time about security because it's one of those things that everybody can learn from everybody else on mm-hmm. because you see different things. We're actually Aaron's Inc., we sponsor Boys and Girls Club. That's one of the biggest things that we invest our time and talent into. And so just recently we started a partnership where we're going to be giving some of our time of our security team to the Boys and Girls Club so that they can benefit from things we've learned. And frankly, we're going to get a lot out of that as well.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned a minute ago, it does take a team, and you got to continue to recruit great talent to be part of that team. Talk about your challenges there and how you're finding those folks to join your team.
Yeah, this is an incredible job market. If anybody's listening to this and they think they might want to go into technology, I can tell you go into it, because I don't care what you want to do in technology, there are opportunities there. And so we are very fortunate. We don't have a ton of turnover. And so that really helps a lot. I know other people have a little bit more turnover. I think it's really because we have some great leadership and some great team members that we don't have that turnover. And we make it a fun place, a great place to work. But it is hard to find talent. You know, you put up job postings and you get a lot of people that apply. A lot of folks just aren't up to speed from a talent perspective, and you have to wade through that. Where we get the best results is people that know us and have worked with us, whether are working now or people just in the community sending us good people that are mm-hmm. looking to make a change. It just so happens our office is situated in the suburbs, so you don't have to drive down to Atlanta. So I think one of the reasons we're able to get a lot of people to come to us and look at what we do is we offer a pretty good quality of life.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're geographically desirable for these people you're coming to recruit to be there. Are you getting folks right out of college? Or are you looking at people who are transition in the employment area or both?
Yeah, I think you have to achieve the right balance there. So we have this great program with this recruiting firm called The Proven Method, where we do this college hire program, we call it. And what we do is they've got a services group, and we've got obviously a need internally for developers. And we'll do, they'll go recruit some folks. We'll bring them on board for 6 months. They work on a real project. They get real experience. Even though they're fresh out of school, mm-hmm. they're able to build some experience. And the end of it, we do a draft. And they get a pick, we get a pick, they get a pick, we get a pick. And so obviously the person has to want to work with us or yeah. work with the Proven Method. But that's one way we've been able to get some new talent. We also promote a lot within. So throughout our organization, we have a enterprise architect that started in our call center when he was going to Kennesaw State University. We've got, I'd say, the 250-person team, probably 40 of the people, we can trace their roots back to our call center. And it's because we try to work hard to develop and mentor and bring people through the organization. But then, of course, we have to recruit people from the outside because we need new ideas and new ways of doing things.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good to know. And Aaron's is one of those companies that Atlanta is proud to have and call home to. I know there's a lot of talent out there in the Atlanta area, and it's always growing, and especially in the technology sector. So do you have any places when you go out to job recruiting fairs, or do you look for folks at trade shows or expos, anything like that?
Yeah, we don't get... We don't get a good response a lot from recruiting fairs as much. Those personal interactions and references seem to provide for the more tenured people a lot of real quality folks. There is a really cool opportunity that Atlanta has that a lot of other cities have, but major metros primarily, and that's a program called Year Up. If anybody wants to know one of the coolest things happening in Atlanta, look at Year Up. What they do is they take folks that have some kind of risk factor in their life. It could be poverty, it could be drugs, it could be a number of different things, and you pretty much give a year of your life. The first 6 months is a boot camp on how to be a desktop support person, or to be a call center person, or a software developer. And then the next 6 months is placed in an internship. And we have a number of Year Up interns. We'll actually have our first software development Year Up intern starting in July. That program is a great way to get talent, because you've got kids who otherwise wouldn't have opportunities to meet with us and find out that they're incredible. We've got one guy, Charles, who works in desktop support. He is just one of the best employees we have, and we would not have run across Charles if it weren't for Year Up. So that's another great way to find staff.
No, that's great. Now let's talk about Aaron's big picture for a moment. Talking about leasing furniture, leasing electronics, how is that growing for you? You opened, it said 2,100 stores, and what's on the horizon to continue the expansion of the organization?
Yeah, for sure. Like a lot of retailers, we've faced some pressures the past few years. So with the just general macroeconomics going on, we're seeing that our business hasn't been as strong as we'd like for it to be. We are, however, seeing a change in that. So we are seeing an uptick, and I think part of that is we're executing a little bit better than we have traditionally, and then I think also maybe the economy hopefully is improving a little bit. So when we look to growth, we look to growth in certainly different product categories, but we're also using technology a lot to learn to grow. About a year and a half ago, we partnered up with a company through an acquisition called Progressive Leasing out in Salt Lake. They bring to us a lot of technology and know-how to help us do e-commerce. And so last year, at the end of last year, Black Friday, we launched e-commerce. We're now fully implemented in all states, and that has been a significant business driver. Our goal there, so while we're not adding a lot of stores this year as a company, and actually have closed some underperforming stores, the goal there is to add a store a week in the number of customers we have. So, and we're actually on target to hit that goal. And it's been delightful what we've seen. And all that has been an application of technology to better serve customers, meet them where they are, and give them a better option than going into a store.
No, I think the name Aaron's is synonymous with leasing and electronics and furniture and stuff. I mean, your advertising has got a wide range of places. You guys sponsor a lot of events. You guys run a lot of commercials. You guys get high-profile spokespeople in there. And so it must be working for the guys over there.
Yeah, I think so. We've got a great marketing team. We obviously have been involved with NASCAR for many years. Yep. But we have involvement in local communities, a lot of sports involvement, just because A, our customer is there, but B, we have a really competitive group of sports-oriented people working in our 2,100 stores, and we've got 17,000 associates if you include our franchise stores, and just a good group of hard-working, competitive people.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely keep up the good work. And let's talk about your personal involvement with Georgia CIO. When did you get involved with that organization?
Almost right away after becoming CIO, probably just a few months in. Jay Farrow, who I met with last time on Business Radio X, introduced me to it. And it was really to help me get better as a CIO. So I'd gone from being a VP over some software dev stuff to over the whole enchilada of technology. And that's really scary when you make that leap. And to be able to go into a community of people that are facing the exact same problems you're facing, ask them questions, get advice. There's one guy here, Lee Crump, who's the CIO of Rollins. He just offered his time. We went to lunch, and he told me things that were just revolutionary to me that I never thought about, and that mentorship was huge. And so it's been about a little bit over 4 years.
So that's good. So right away you got involved in, like you were mentioning and referencing before, about the peer group, people you can go to with questions, or maybe they offer advice you had no idea you needed to know, but at least you now have a whole resource of people at Georgia CIO. We'll bring Lisa into the conversation about this and Georgia CIO. And so you're the executive director. And so more particularly, what is your job as executive director at Georgia CIO?
So it's a couple different areas of focus. On the membership side, just like John said, our goal is to create opportunities for our CIOs to come together. We have a very strong advisory board. So in essence, it's for CIOs by CIOs. Mm-hmm. And so we don't presume that we have all of the answers and understand everything that they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So we take what their careabouts are and put them into practice. So as John referenced, networking, peer networking is significant. It's beyond, they can get content in a lot of different forms and fashions. As John was referencing earlier, there are a lot of organizations that come in and bring speakers and talk about the latest and greatest in technology, which is phenomenal. But really, it's that application of technology. It's the leadership behind how do you lead a team to accomplish what the business goals and objectives are. So we're always partnering with our CIO community and our advisory board to make sure that we're helping them extend their capabilities on the leadership side, mm-hmm. with as it relates to technology within their business organizations.
So is it hard for you to go out there and find new CIOs to join the fold over there, or are they coming to you to join?
Well, you know, that's a great question. It really is so much by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. As big as Atlanta is and as significant of a business community as we have, it really is small from the perspective that everyone knows everyone, and there is a definite desire and a heart to want to help one another be the best that they can be. Lee Crump is a great example of one who always makes himself available. So Jay Farrow is another great example of someone who will reach back out to us and say, hey, I just got together with the CIO of a particular organization, they're brand new to the community or they're brand new to their particular organization. And then we have a chance to reach out and invite them and help them learn more about who we are and what we do. So it's a collaborative effort, no doubt.
Yeah. And if you are CIO and you're not a member, you know, you would encourage them to go to the website, georgiacio.org.
That is correct.
And learn how to get involved. You offer networking events for people to come out and just learn and meet other CIOs to maybe, you know, get some information directly from you, John, about how to be a member or why they should be a member.
Right. So we connect on a couple of different levels. Obviously, we're happy to meet together in between our times when we have gatherings. We recognize that CIOs are incredibly busy, so we're highly respectful of the amount of gatherings that we do put together. So when we do come together, we make sure it's high impact, high value. But we always make opportunities for prospective CIOs or CIOs who are interested in learning more to join us. Mm-hmm. So yes, definitely learn more through the website. Our contact information is out there. We're happy to get together. Another great event that's actually coming up in the fall, we always take some time off in the summer because travel schedules always spread people out far and wide. But we have an event coming up on September 17th, and it's our Leadership Symposium. And that is a phenomenal opportunity to come together with peers. We actually will be having our CIOs bring one or two of their top direct reports. And we have about 2 to 3 hour gathering where we're really focusing on the leadership side of technology. And then the keynote speaker we're super excited about is Bob DeRhodes. And most recently, Bob served as CIO of Target following the big security breach. And Bob has a resume that is far and as deep and as wide as you could possibly imagine. So it's a really phenomenal opportunity to bring together a wide variety of CIOs industry-wise and experience-wise and really invest in some of their high-potential direct reports. So we'll definitely look forward to having more CIOs be with us.
Yeah, and we'll remind our listeners that September 17th, the CIO Leadership Symposium and Finalist Reception, where CIOs to achieve their leadership potential include recognition of the 2015 Georgia CIO of the Year Award finalist, in addition to the 2015 Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, will be announced. So look forward to more information on that. And John, for you, I guess it's about giving back time. And really reaching a hand down to those up-and-coming young CIOs out there who are looking to make a name for themselves. And that's what you have to offer, your knowledge, your time, and most importantly, your insight to everything.
I really wish it could be that altruistic. Frankly, every single event I go to, I learn something. And hopefully I'm giving some information to others that help them learn. Mm-hmm. But it is stunning. I will leave with, you know, notes of things to follow up on and conversations to have afterwards. And it's such a powerful place to be.
Yeah, no, you're gleaning information and knowledge from others. People are probably feeling the same way when they talk to you. You know, think, wow, I just talked to John Traynor. You know, he gave me so much information. And so really, it's just a whole pool of resources for you to reach into and to learn from. So that's good. So, and if somebody, how does that work? Is it they reach out to you, Lisa and the crew over there, and say, John, we have somebody who wants to meet you, or do they just call you directly or email you directly, or do you meet them at the events?
Yeah, you know, I meet a lot of folks at the events, but it's one of those things that if you're in Georgia CIOs and you reach out to me and say, hey, I want to talk to you about something, I'm going to respond right away. And you know, I know that in the past I've reached out to Lisa and said, I'd like to talk to so-and-so about a particular topic because mm-hmm. I know they do a great job with it, and she'll just connect the two of us together, and then we'll have that conversation.
And back to Lisa, do you offer newsletters that go out, and how do the CIOs know that there's someone out there that they need to contact with, or outside of the events, which just happen a few times a year,
right?
What's another way for people to stay connected within the community?
Well, we certainly, if you are already a member, we're very particular about making sure that any contact information that is provided to us, that we keep it safe and secure within our organization, and we get permission from our CEOs to be able to share that with their peers. And if we have that information permission, then we will share it among our members. We do have 124 members currently within the Georgia CIO, all of whom are technology leaders for organizations that are $100 million in revenue mm-hmm. and higher. So the way that they network is certainly we share their contact information, but they're able to reach out to us. And we make available a listing of organizations that are part of Georgia CIO, but not necessarily the specific contact information of the individuals that are running the technology.
And it's really interesting. I don't even know that I've needed really to reach out much because it's a real collegial atmosphere. So, and I don't know why that is, but it just, you get, when you get to the events, there's always an opportunity to reach out and meet people. And early on, when I didn't know as many people, you know, people like Jay or Lee would make sure they introduce me and say, hey, this is Will Alexander at Racetrack. He has mm-hmm. similar concerns that you do. And it just kind of happens, mm-hmm. and it's really organic, really.
No, that's great to know. And not only the membership there, but Georgia CIO was underwritten by contributions from big corporations such as IBM, Microsoft, Morris Manning and Martin LLP, and other big corporations out there really supporting the mission because they know that it brings value to their team members as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's all part of our executive board where we collaborate together. And again, it's not presuming that we have all of the answers. It's really bringing a body of technology leaders together to collaborate on what are their pain points, how can we best serve them and bring them together with content and peer networking and opportunities to really grow in the roles that they are serving.
Yeah, promote growth and professional development by hosting luncheons, receptions, roundtables, and executive events that facilitate valuable interactions. I see you have another event prior to the September one in August, the HMG Strategy Atlanta CIO Leadership Summit.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about that. So HMG Strategy is actually its own entity. We are their association partner. So when they travel all over the country and do CIO summits, executive summits, where they bring together technology leaders and content to CIOs in different regions across the country. So what's great about them is they'll show up, they'll have tremendous insight into leadership and what's going on, but then we partner with them as an organization to facilitate and promote our members to participate, and then they move on, and we maintain that regional, local relationship throughout the year. So that's how that works out.
Yeah, that's coming up in August. Is that an evening event, or is it a luncheon, or just a speaking engagement? Do you know?
It's an all-day event.
An all-day mm-hmm. event. So yeah. Lots of good opportunities there to network, learn, grow professionally. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, and through our website, all of our members and even non-members are able to register to participate in that event if they're curious as to how to get involved.
And members, you can sign up directly through the website?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah. So it's very clear. Just follow the links and it's
And that's GeorgiaCIO.org. So mm-hmm. if you want more information about the organization, more particularly about being a member, please go check that out. And then I see you have 2015, November 13, the CIO of the Year Awards. That sounds like a big deal.
Yeah. So I want to kind of redirect back to John as our awards chair.
Okay.
So he's kind of shy and humble over there, but the reason he's our awards chair is because he was our 2014 Global CIO Awards winner. And so the way that we maintain getting everyone connected and staying involved is the previous year's winner gets to be our awards chair because they help facilitate the judging process. It's a very rigorous process. I think, John, I'd love to hear you talk a little bit more about that. But having the fact that we have 20 finalists this year
wow.
is exciting. So I don't know if you want to shed some light on the professional value of being a part of that and,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Winning.
Mm-hmm. So the all the previous CIO of the Year Award of events were pretty good. 2014 was the best.
And why is that, John?
Oh, obviously it was the best. No, it's a really cool event. There's always somebody compelling that will speak, but then the neat thing is recognizing people that are doing good things mm-hmm. In the technology community. And so I think we had this year a record number of nominees.
We did.
We have, and then so that record number of nominees turns into a group of finalists, and then those finalists are reviewed by a panel of folks within the industry, maybe past winners, people within the industry that know a lot about technology and mm-hmm. what it takes to be really good. And I'll tell you, it is when we were doing the nominee to finalist process, it is humbling to see how many strong CIOs there are in Atlanta and in Georgia in general. It's really pretty cool.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of like the Masters where you get to take the jacket, the winner the previous year, and put that on.
Absolutely, that's yeah, right.
That's good. And so you'll be help judging and then also presenting the award for
yeah,
this year's winner?
Well, we typically will work with some of the sponsors to help do they'll often do the presentation of the award.
Okay.
Yeah, and the name of the award is the Orbi, and it is awesome. You hold this thing, and it's, you know, like 50 pounds. I don't even know. It's crazy, but a really good award.
Yeah, and it says it recognizes CIOs or equivalent positions in four major categories: global, enterprise, corporate, and nonprofit / public sector, and evaluated on innovation, leadership, business value creation, and community involvement. That's a big part of it, I imagine, the community involvement.
Absolutely, and it doesn't have to be community involvement in Georgia CIO. You know, we've got TechBridge, we've mm-hmm. got WIT, we've got TAG, we've got all these great organizations within Georgia, ATP, I mean, just the list goes on, and it's just seeing that you're giving back and then you're part of the community. And you know, I think if you look at Atlanta, we have all these incredible companies, some great technology companies, obviously with great telecommunications and healthcare and retail. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be recognized the same way that Silicon Valley is recognized as a technology
sure.
hub or Austin. You know, I think there's even more here in Atlanta than in some of those other places of Austin or Boston. And so I think it's up to the CIOs to promote that and make that top of mind for everybody.
Yeah, and Atlanta's such a big, spread-out city, but and I'm born and raised here and third-generation Atlantan.
Wow.
So, but it is a community of people. You know, we there's little cities all around the metro area, but all these cities come together in the workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about our communities and everything. So, you know, Georgia CIO is just another example of building that larger professional community within the tech community. community and everything going on here in the Atlanta. And it's growing, too. You know, I see Atlanta on the forefront and becoming that Silicon Valley of the South. And we hear that a lot, you know, here in the Business Radio X studio. So yeah, look forward to those events. Go to the website, georgiacio.org, for more information so you can get insight from the brightest minds in business and technology out there. So any other thoughts about Georgia CIO, Lisa, and anything else that you want to share about the mission, the purpose, or how people can get involved, your memberships, that kind of thing?
You know, it's exciting to be able to serve in the capacity that we are. Before we got on air, we talked a little bit about the opportunity that we're actually taking this phenomenal organization and putting it out in other regions within the country. So mm-hmm. we just launched the Boston CIO Leadership Association and the Boston CIO Awards. And it's exciting to see that the wonderful community and what we're doing here in Georgia actually has legs in other parts of the country. So we're getting a lot of traction in Boston. But I want to quickly cycle back around. There was something that John had mentioned previously about partnering with an organization that's near and dear to our hearts is Year Up.
Okay.
And that is, you know, as a professional association, we love partnering with other nonprofit organizations and promoting the growth and success of technology and certainly talent development. And John, you had mentioned that you were going to bring on your first application development intern. That's a new initiative with Year Up. And I also noticed that, you know, part of what you guys are doing internally is that whole agile development and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. And I was thinking it'd be pretty interesting just to talk about how that might weave together with your internal initiatives and how you're going to tie that in with your new intern that's coming on board. Yeah,
absolutely. We've been, for people that don't know a lot about software development, there are some old ways of developing software that are pretty well regarded as not that successful. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that regarded sometimes called waterfall methodologies and just some non-methodologies. And there are ways of practicing agile and not being successful, and I've seen some of those myself. But for the past, say, 8 years or so, we've adopted agile in some form in our software development and really beyond software development now, a lot of lean manufacturing principles within the organization. But what that is at the root of it, to me, is fostering a significant amount of collaboration within your teams, but most importantly, with what I call the rest of the business. I don't call it the business. I call it the rest of the business. And so we partner is well as we can with the rest of the business to understand what the business priorities are and turn those into solutions, not just technology, but turn them into real solutions. So what I'm excited about with Year Up is a standard part of them learning how to do software development isn't just the coding piece. They've learned the coding from an agile perspective with Edwin, former Intercontinental Exchange CIO. You know, he's really helped mentor that. So I think it's going to dovetail well with the way we develop solutions.
Yeah, and I'm curious. So it's interesting you always have the buy versus build debate, I guess. And so what types of solutions are you guys developing internally that's serving the rest of the business?
Yeah, we will usually build internally when it's something that is core to our business and is hard to obtain outside. And so we, for example, build our own store system. We just finished retiring a 25-year-old store system last year. End of last year is when we got our last store done. Why in the world would you build your own store system? It doesn't make sense, but our business model is unique enough. It's not retail. It's not purely leasing. It's, you know, it's unique enough that it makes sense to do that. E-commerce is the same way, where it's really tightly woven to the way we serve our customers. You can't just go and buy retail product off the shelf and hope it works for leasing. And so in those cases, we definitely decide to build in-house, and we need those quality developers, product managers, QA folks that are able to do that. And then we will buy for things that are a little more generic to the enterprise.
Right. And just out of curiosity, the talent balance, do you have the majority of your developers as FTEs, or do you ever contract out with like other partners that kind of help you burst depending on what your deadlines are or capacity requirements or whatever?
Yeah, I think the answer, like any good consultant would say, is it depends.
Of course. Yeah.
Like when we did our store system, we relied heavily on contractors because it was a big ramp up for a short period of time. And we got great help from some good providers around here. But then right now, we probably are doing most of our e-commerce work with full-time folks. And yeah, it just varies.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great opportunity for the year up.
Yes, definitely.
Yep. To come on board and support you guys. That's awesome.
No, that sounds like you have some interesting innovations going on over there, both in-house and going towards the future for Aaron's. And so, yeah, what's on the horizon for Aaron's and big picture? What are you looking to do in the rest of 2015 and on to 2016?
Yeah, I mentioned e-commerce earlier. That's a huge initiative for us. But I'm going to answer it a little bit more meta instead of just what specific things we're developing right now. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make our team be as effective as possible because the demand of technology is increasing literally every day. Every single day, there are ways we can help the rest of the business. And it pains me when I have to say no. I by default, I want to say yes. But there are times where I just don't have the capacity to handle it. So we're working on ways. I mentioned lean manufacturing earlier, but we're working on ways to be better at experimenting, better at trying things and learning and adapting and delivering business value immediately. That's one of the natures of Agile is you deliver your business value a little bit sooner than you normally would. And so doing that, delivering early and providing as much business value as possible, that's what we're all talking about and that's what we're obsessed about. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see us do some technology refreshes in our store where our store servers are going to get faster. You're going to see us do some things around doing a better job serving our customers so they can serving our associates so they can serve our customers better. And so in every vertical within my organization, we're trying to improve in different areas, but it all is around having more capacity to do more technology work for a company that needs it.
That sounds good. We'll look for big and beautiful things happening with Aaron's. And so lots of good information out there. Make sure you go to aarons.com for all your needs in that space there.
And you can lease online now. So okay. Just if you go there, you know, we'll $25 will deliver a big screen TV to you within 5 to 7 business days. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That sounds like a great deal there. So definitely get hooked up at Aaron's and get some more information there. And then also with the Georgia CIO, we know we talked about the events coming up. Definitely look forward to some big things for those and continue the good work over there. And just like to ask each one of you, you know, a couple personal questions, and we'll start with Lisa. You know, you're swimming in it every day. You're working with these big wigs, CIO. These guys are putting big time demands on you all the time. Where do you go to get away from it all? And what inspires you to continue your mission with Georgia CIO?
Where do I go to get away from it all? That's a great question. Well, I actually had an opportunity to take a whole week and go to California with my daughter to a place called JH Ranch. And the whole mission and vision and purpose of that particular place is to unplug and just get, you know, connected with your family, to have some quiet time and unplug and kind of recalibrate a little bit. And so that has been just the greatest gift. And so that's been a lot of fun just having had that experience with my daughter, who is going to college this year.
Well,
so
good luck with that. Congratulations on a milestone there.
And, I know.
And, you know, we hear that all the time. Travel is something that we got to get away from it all. And what's the point of traveling if you take your laptop, you take your cell phone, you're watching TV, you're just not unplugging from it all when you're on vacation?
Absolutely. And the funny part about it is they didn't get cell service. So it was really kind of comical to watch people come, you know, they kind of were going through withdrawal. Yeah. I mean, technology is great, except for when you see grown adults, like as soon as they get in the car and you start driving someplace, you're like, oh, I'm getting service, you know, and like, no, chill. The whole point is not having service.
Yeah, that's so right. But then I guess the downside of that is you come home to 100 unopened emails and you just got to sit down and spend several hours revisiting that. But it's good to do that every once in a while.
It is. And I think most of the stuff you can delete. So it's all good.
That's true. Yeah. So, and John, what about you? What inspires you on a daily basis?
Yeah. So I think it all is my family. Yeah. So I have a wonderful wife. I've got three wonderful sons, and I like spending time with them. So I do triathlons when I'm not working, and train along that with. I've got a great running group that I run with, and I have some folks that I cycle with, and mm-hmm. I mainly do that so I can spend time with my wife. So she's done 7 Ironman triathlons, wow. training for her 8th, and so. Frankly, if I want to hang out with her, I better be running or riding my bike. And so that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's not just a walk in the park or a ride around the block. This is a long distance for each one of those disciplines.
Absolutely.
Right?
So yeah. I maybe will do half of what the distance is she's going to do. If she's going on a 100-mile bike ride, maybe I'll hang in there for 30 or 40. So I do a lot of that.
Okay.
My sons all play sports, a lot of time during the school year, I'm watching them play sports, and that takes a good bit of time. I get to do some photography along with that, which is one of my passions, and so I'm excited about that. We have the same schedule. I've got my first son is in college now. He's playing football at Indiana University. So we don't know what that's going to do to our weekends. We think we might be, driving and flying different places.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he does good things up there and go team on that. And just want to ask you each also maybe a particular book that you could, kind of recommend to someone else, something you read recently or maybe back in the past that really inspired you there. Lisa?
I knew he was going to point at me. Like, oh, no.
Okay, I can answer.
Okay, go ahead.
Go.
So I don't know that I'm going to recommend this book, but I'll tell you a book I just read. Uh-huh. And it was recommended to me from our CEO at Aaron's. And it's called The River of Doubt. And it's a book about Teddy Roosevelt after he had been president, him going into the Amazon and exploring a river, which was called the River of Doubt. And the reason I say I don't know if I'm going to recommend it is it's a pretty heavy book.
Is it?
I'm
intrigued already. Tell me more.
I mean, he almost died. He's there with his son. He's there with this guy that is this hero in Brazil and is now a hero in Brazil. Just a phenomenal. Ron Cohen was the name of the guy. And just really interesting, powerful book. And it goes into not just what they did, but it goes into the science of the rainforest. It goes into the wildlife and the politics of the time and what Roosevelt went through and some of his family background. And really interesting book. But I got done reading that book and I was almost like tired, like worn out. I need to go watch the Avengers just to get charged back up or something.
That sounds very fascinating. And he was a fascinating man. And just to read his story of his real life can really bring some insight into our lives today.
Yeah, so. And then I have one more that I do strongly recommend. They're making a movie out of it. It's called The Martian. Mm-hmm. And Matt Damon's going to be in that movie. I think it's coming out in November. And phenomenal book, especially if you like science. So it's not a science fiction book. I guess it kind of is, but it's really more of a science book, but a great story, well told. There's some cuss words in there, so I don't recommend it for anybody, younger, but it's good.
No, good stuff. Thanks for sharing from there. So, and Lisa, you don't have to. You can pass or play on the, unless you're okay.
Yeah, no, thank you. I read a lot, and I'm like, gosh, what has really impacted me that I've read recently? And my pastor writes a lot of books, and he wrote a book called Louder Than Words. His name is Andy Stanley, and it was an inspirational book. I would recommend that people read it or someone would read it, because Louder Than Words really is all about your character trumps what you say. Mm-hmm. And so you can speak good things all day long, but if your actions don't match your words, then, you're incongruent, you're out of sync. So he's a great one to take what could be difficult concepts and break them down into life application and very simple principles, but ones that are challenging to apply in day-to-day life. So Louder Than Words was definitely an inspiration for me.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. It definitely, we've got to find that balance in life, from business to personal life, mm-hmm. and, what keeps us motivated on a daily basis, and certainly, taking time to recharge our batteries is part of that, and if we can find inspiration from a place or a book to help us better ourselves as people, better our mission and business, it's all for the better. So to make this a better world. So
absolutely.
Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you very much for joining us today. Make sure you learn more about Georgia CIO at their website, georgiacio.org, or you can reach out to John Traynor, Vice President and Chief Information Officer, Aarons at aarons.com. And I see you're on Twitter at JTTRANIO. JT Traino, I guess, would be the way to go.
That's
there.
It. That's how
you know, hit them up on Twitter or find them on LinkedIn. If you have any questions or if you want to become a member of the Georgia CIO, please do. So thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to big things out there. And you've been listening to Atlantic Technology Leaders, the GCLA Special Edition, which now should be called the Georgia CIO Special Edition. And tune in every Thursday for more episodes of Atlantic Technology Leaders. We will see you on the radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.